From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House is on the defensive, distancing President Trump from charges filed against two of his former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller in connection with the probe into Russia's attempt to influence last year's presidential election. The pair are former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his longtime business associate Rick Gates. They were named in a 12-count federal indictment Monday, charging money laundering, tax evasion, and other violations. They pleaded not guilty Monday in a federal court in Washington. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders emphasized that the indictment made no mention of Trump or of any collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. President Trump says American special forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. In the White House statement, he said, "Our memory is deep and our reach is long, and we will not rest in our efforts to find and bring the perpetrators of the heinous attacks in Benghazi to justice." Trump said he had authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable. Al-Imam is in U.S. custody on his way to the United States for a likely trial. The president said the United States will continue to support our Libyan partners to ensure that ISIS and other terrorist groups do not use Libya as a safe haven for attacks. This is VOA News.